It's Miss Stylistic, and I'm back in tune with T-Mill, updating you all with the latest in Hollywood from BeStylistic.com in the Stylistic Report for Tuesday, November 16th. As usual, there's been a lot of celeb craziness over the weekend. Are you ready to get into it? Because I know I am. Lego. Child, I know you didn't think Fantasia's worries with Antoine Cook's wife were over just because she's been over carrying on VH1 getting sympathy from us, right? Well, get into this. Fantasia and Antoine Cook's wife, Paula Cook, were in mediation for nearly 12 hours on November 1st to reach a settlement from Miss Fantasia stealing her husband, Antoine Cook. In case you didn't know, stealing someone's husband is against the law in North Carolina. So Paula Cook has every right to pursue a lawsuit against Fantasia for alienation of affection. Although, I believe this lawsuit turned out to be a setup by Antoine and his wife Paula Cook, Fantasia still has to take responsibility for knowingly sleeping with someone's husband. Yeah, I know you're all saying, but she didn't know he was married. Yes, she did. And I thought the same thing at first until Paula pulled out voicemails and texts from Fantasia telling her, Antoine don't want you, that's why he's here with me. So, anyweezy, Fantasia is sick of the drama and was prepared to pay Paula up to $100,000 to just leave her alone. But Paula refused her money because Fantasia refuses to fess up that she knew she was pursuing a married man. Now, Paula Cook is going full throttle with the lawsuit to take all of her money, honey. No, ma'am, PM Fantasia, you better figure it out before you go broke. Hello. Hey, you remember those penis pics that I was telling you about of Kanye West last week? Well, how about Playgirl magazine was the very first media source that was offered the pics at a price of $100,000. And they said, hell no. See, I told you those pics sucked. Dear Kanye, please come by my house and I'll take some bomb penis pictures for you that'll make CNN headlines, baby. Wink, wink. Why is another loser rapper taking shots at the king? No, not T.I., damn it. Jay-Z. Okay, well, y'all jailbird friend DMX was performing at a show in Arizona, and he said F Jay-Z and a bunch of other derogatories that I cannot say on the air. So if you want to see what all DMX was babbling about, be sure you log on to BeStylistic.com and smack him upside the head for me while you're over there, because I cannot with him at all. Somebody please tell me why, after all of the drama that Beyoncé's parents went through last year with the chick who made headlines for having Matthew Knowles' love child, they are still together. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Matthew and Tina decided to be no-shows in divorce court, so I'm guessing it's either cheaper to keep her or they worked through all of their relationship woes. Child, I guess, Tina. I think she might need to get smacked up while you're over there reading that DMX story, too. And speaking of crappy-ass relationships, Luda topped the blogs today with the most triflingest mess in his public history. Okay, first, let me fill up your cup with the background tea. Ow. So, ATL rapper Ludacris got engaged to his girlfriend recently, and he asked her to drop out of med school to be by his side on the road, and etc., and etc. So, she did, and obviously, that was an accident waiting to happen. Last Wednesday, Luda had a performance at Florida Atlantic University, and part of his rider requirements is to have condoms in his dressing room. Yeah. So his girl blurted out in front of everyone out of nowhere, why do you always need condoms? Okay, I know you all are wondering, why is this dumb girl just now asking about this? But I'm guessing it's because her med school ass finally got around some real chicks who could finally explain to her that she was being played for a fool. So she and Luda worked it out, and he sent her up out of his face to take a tour of FAU while he proceeded to use the condoms. But the thing is, Luda's chick came back from her campus tour just a little too early, and she caught his ass in the act. And so much more happened, but you know you have to head over to BeStylistic.com and fam, get into it and see how Miss Thing handled Ludacris. Dang, is my time up already? Well, you better be ready for more messiness on Thursday's Stylistic Report. But while I'm gone, you can log on to BeStylistic.com so you can get into it with more celeb craziness, music, fashion, relationship advice, and more. You be you, but I'm a big stylistic because I am Miss Stylistic, honey. See you on Thursday, T-Mill.